flowing straight from the survival scroll. Cut that dude.
DJ Swift on the track.
Hey man, y'all want to know something? Soon enough, I'm going to be able to come in here and tell y'all. Y'all already know what it is, but I'm pretty sure y'all don't know yet, so I got to remind y'all. It's the Scrolls Podcast. Once again, I'm Raymond, and today I wanted to talk about one thing every black man should own at least one of. Now, that one thing is a gun. Firearm, that thigh out, that act right, that get back. Every black man, and we're only talking about black men right now, should own at least one. And I figured now is the best time to speak on this. And not only just having a gun, but if you are able to, doing it legally. Because there's so much going on. You know, we see the news, we see these instances wherever you live. I'm pretty sure it's gun violence is all over the place. It's not relegated to just one spot. So there's no better time than now, primarily because it is, number one, it's getting harder to find guns and ammo because people are running out like crazy buying them. So if you're not already on top of it, you know, I'd really advise taking heed to what I have to say here, and we'll see where it leads. Now, you're really supposed to have 3 guns. But I didn't want to, you know, overdo it and push it to the extreme, but we can just give it a rundown. So typically for the people that care, the 3 guns you're really supposed to have is a pistol or handgun for your everyday carry. That's when you're just out and about grocery stores, just running errands, wherever you are. Shotgun, that is for the home, for home and for intruders, and a rifle for that other type of action that it looks like we're headed to with all this mess going on, and when there's 10 people outside and everybody's starving, everybody's hungry, and it's a bunch of people trying to break into houses, and when it's just mayhem and anarchy going on. But if we're just scaling it back, you have to have at least one at a minimum, and that's obviously a handgun. Why? Because you never want to get caught in a situation to where, you know, we'll go into this, but the main idea is you never want to get caught in a situation to where you're not able to protect yourself and protect your family. Now, we know men, as men, we are, our main role is to be the protector. I mean, obviously provider too, but we're talking solely about being the protector now, especially being black. You know, when we know how other people, police and civilians, they automatically assume that they have to go to the extreme when there's an issue with us because they're scared, quote unquote, of us. And they know that physically, you know, majority of the time, if it's just, you know, hand to hand, it'll never turn out the way they want it to. You know, now, of course, we're not just talking in absolutes here because we didn't see brothers get knocked out. So, I mean, it happens, but for the most part, we know how they look. We know how they look at us. We know what they think of us. They already, you know, and I'm not speaking, when I say they, I mean these racists, these knuckleheads, these people that are just filled with hate. You know, to them, the gun symbolizes the that's the only power that they really have. So they believe in guns like religiously. Now for us, you know, we have way more levels and layers to who we are. So things, when you talk about guns with some people, it, you know, might make them uncomfortable. It puts them in a different space to where they're like, you know, I wasn't brought up like this, or, you know, I'm just not, that's just not me. And at this point where we are, we don't have a choice. And that's really my main point. You might think you do. You might think that you can, okay, well, I don't go to bars, and I don't go to the club like that. I'm not in the streets like that. I mean, there's plenty of excuses you could come up with for why you think you don't need one. But the truth of the matter is, no matter where you are, you know, things can pop off. We've seen it. Movie theaters, it's schools, it's malls, it's wherever you go where people are, where ignorance can dwell, stuff like that can happen. And you know, about that, carrying a gun does not mean that you're into a bunch of BS or you're in the streets. That just means that you value you and your family safety, and you understand that today is a new day. So, you know, personally, for me, there's no better feeling than knowing nobody can physically control you or your family in a life or death situation without being met with equal force. And I say that because I remember specifically a few years ago, I had a coworker, and I don't know how we even got to talking about guns and all that, but I ended up asking him if he had a firearm, and he said no, and he had, you know, religious reasons, which on one hand I get it, but you know, I also told him, and it's funny how it all played out. I said, no matter what you believe in, when your life is in someone else's hands, none of that matters. You can't, you know, a Bible won't stop a bullet. Your prayer won't stop a bullet. You know, nothing you say other than protecting yourself will stop that from happening. I said, you know, you have a wife, you have kids. You know, this should really be a no-brainer. Well, sometimes it's all about, you know, hearing it in that perspective too, which I understand that. And that's why, you know, I furthered the conversation with him. And I told him, I said, man, it's not my business to tell you what to do, but you know, the last thing you would want is for somebody to have a gun pointed at you and your family, whether it's to rob you, whether it's just somebody being downright ignorant, somebody you had a problem with. Last thing you want is for them to have that power over you, even for a split second. And fast forward to, you know, a week and a half, 2 weeks after that, he came into work and he told me, and I remember when the situation he spoke of happened, there was a situation at the mall out here and they locked down all the stores and they weren't letting anybody leave. And he said that his wife and his daughters were in Macy's or some other store down the way, and he was in a shoe store. And he said that feeling right there of knowing that there's somebody out here acting a fool, I'm in here, I can't even get to my family to help them, is exactly what you were talking about, and I never want to feel that again. And he ended up going and signing up and getting his gun license and doing it the right way. And that, to me, it felt good, because, you know, indirectly, I feel like if I can have those conversations with people and share some light on it, I feel like some weird way I could be saving a life. And you know, that's obviously, that's a deeper conversation, but that's why anytime it comes up, I do put that bug in dude's ear, like, if you don't have it, then, you know, what position are you in? And a lot of black men, including ones I personally know, have never bought a gun or took the CPL class because they figured it was a hassle or some long process, when it's really not. Like, especially now, I remember before, years ago, because I got my CPL back in 2013. And even back then, the class was one day, 8 hours. It was like, well, for me, it was free because I worked at the airport and they had a whole hookup situation with the airport. But if you were to pay for it, even now, it's in between like $80 and $100. Like I said, it's 8 hours, one day class, which before that, it used to be, I think it was like 4 hours here one day and then 4 hours the next day, and they used to break it down. So they downsized it to 8 hours. You go to the class, they sit there and they talk to you about, you know, gun safety, gun laws, what's justifiable when you have to shoot somebody. If you shoot somebody, shoot to kill them, don't shoot to wound them. And you know, all of that kind of stuff. They just go from A to Z what you need to know about gun safety and how to keep yourself out of trouble. And at the end of that, you use a little raggedy 22 and, you know, get your certificate, and that's it if you pass. So it's not a hassle, it's not a long process. There used to be, here, at least here in Michigan, they used to have this board that once you complete the class, they send your information over to them, and then they do, you know, the whole background check and determine if you are suitable to own a firearm, to have a firearm license and all that stuff. They remove that. So, man, it's really like ABC now. And I know that's one thing that even with me, you know, I didn't know that. So I just never went and did it. I was overthinking it. And that's not what you want to do, because nothing should stop you from wanting to protect yourself. And even on top of that, the weight to obtain your CPL here. I just read this yesterday. In Wayne County, which is up here, you know, around Detroit area, right now is 9 months. So if you went tomorrow and took the class to get your gun license, you got to wait damn near. It's going to be 2021 before you get it. And just to, you know, show you a comparison, when I took mine, I got it back in took 4 or 5 weeks altogether. From the time I completed it, it's 4 or 5 weeks since I got my license in the mail. You got 9 months. So the ball is already rolling on this, and a lot of people don't even know. You know, when all of this, when all the COVID stuff popped off, and I think I spoke about this in another episode, you know, I watched it unfold. I said, I can tell you right now, gun sales is about to go up, ammo sales is about to go up, because even though it's, you know, we're talking about a virus here, that affects money. When stuff gets shut down, people run out of food, and when people run out of food, what comes after that? Violence. So you gotta, you know, learn how to add things like that up. So when I went to the gun store, it was a line of people and I had to stand in line, and this was only to buy bullets. I knew what page they were on, and unfortunately I was the only black person in line, which, you know, going through stuff like that is disappointing, because you're like, man, if we were all on the same page, we would be in a much better position as a whole. But anyway, I get into the store, and all of the bullets, like I was going in there for 9mm bullets. All of the 9mm shells were gone. All the 40 cal shells were gone. All the 45 shells were gone. Only thing they had was like shotgun shells. 22 shells, which was a really small caliber, and just larger rounds. And that was because people know what time it is. People are preparing for it. They are, at least. So, you know, people like me, we like to push that envelope because we know that and we see that. And when I physically seen that, it had a whole different reality check for me, because I was like, damn, these people, they're on top of it. We're not, you know, a lot of us sitting around, playing around, bullshit, not taking nothing serious when it's as serious as it can get out there. And not to sound too dangerous or risky, but if you can't legally own a firearm, the best thing you can do is keep one close to you by other means, which means if your girlfriend can, or if your wife can, send them to get their CPL. Because worst case scenario, if y'all are in a life or death situation, I mean, I know me personally, I wouldn't want my wife, you know, taking something on like that instead of me. But when it boils down to the get down, you'd have to take that on. Now, you know, it's consequences that comes behind that. So, I mean, that's on you to weigh out how you want to do that. But the point is, you don't want to just get caught out here naked with nothing. You have to have a way to defend yourself. And I mean, you know what you'd have to do. You know, black men, you know what would come out of that. If that's to talk about taking one for the team, you'd have to take one for the team. That's why it's important. Even if you have a record, there's ways to get stuff removed from your record. I actually had a friend that just happened to not a couple weeks ago. He ended up, you know, getting taken to jail for something totally unrelated. And when he got released that next morning, they told him that his record was clean. And here it's been a good 10, 15 years. He was thinking that he couldn't own a firearm because he thought he had a record. So it's worth double checking into, see what's going on with your situation. You know, things get expunged, things fall off your record. It's stuff you can push the envelope for and get it removed, and you'll be good to go. So at least check into it. You know, so many of these extremist groups, they are, you know, you hear the term race war. It's already ramping up. You know, it's already starting to happen. And these people, they teach their children at a very young age. You see the videos online, you know, they're 5, 6 years old. They know how to dump clips out, reload mags, speed load mags. They know how to quick aim. They know how to do everything. And we got to get on point with that, because obviously not to send your kid out into no war, but the older they get, you want your kids to learn how to protect themselves, because you can't always be there. So it's not even about just you doing it. You want to be able to teach them. You know, it shouldn't be our first resort to conflict resolution, but we still need to know you know, how to neutralize a threat. Primarily because we aren't the only ones that are out here starting shit. People are starting with us. So it's literally like a self-defense thing with us. You know, fortunately for people out there, we aren't on that page, because I think if we were, it'd be a lot more violence going on and a lot of tables would be turning. But that is a different conversation. We won't get into that now. You know, funny, I remember the first time my dad seen my gun. You know, I had pulled up to my parents' house, and I was showing my dad something in the car. I was having him look at something, and he looked and seen where I keep my gun, and he didn't seem startled or anything like that. He looked at me, and he looked for a couple seconds, and he asked me, he said, what are you doing with that? And I told him, I said, this is exactly what I said to him. I said, you see the same headlines I see. And I'd much rather, I said, no, I'm not in any trouble, if that's what you're asking me, but I would much rather be the survivor of something and deal with the repercussions of doing things the right way than you getting a phone call that somebody had done something to me. And, you know, we had a small conversation about it, and he really only talked about, you know, gun safety and just being smart about it. And he didn't come down on me about it. And I don't know if he ever even told my mother about it, because, you know, moms think different. They automatically think danger and trouble, because I get it. I mean, parents don't necessarily want to hear or see their child, you know, riding around with a loaded gun. You know, on one hand, I do understand that might attract a certain type of energy, but me personally, I'm okay with that. As long as I know there ain't nobody about to do nothing to me, then, you know, I deal with everything else. You know, legally owning and carrying a gun doesn't mean that you have to live and die by it. You know, there are certain places I don't have to bring my gun in. Taking your gun everywhere with you is a mindset that you take on, and I did it too. It's a mindset you take on when you first get your license. You know, every time I'm walking out the house, I'm tucking my gun. Every time I'm getting out the car, I'm tucking my gun. Now it's like I know where, like if I'm anywhere in public with my family, then yeah, I got it on me. I'm going into a grocery store, yeah, I got it on me. But going to my family's house, going to my friends' houses, you know, I don't do that. You know, I'll leave it in the car, because this is a place where I'm enjoying myself. I'm at peace when I'm around my family and my friends. And that type of energy, I'm not going to bring around. I'm like, I'm not going to my parents' house and going to pull my gun off my hip and set it there on the dining room table. Like, I'm not doing all that. It's not that deep to me. It is with some people, but, you know, not with me. And, you know, that leads me into something that you hear over the years, where men say, they use the excuse of, I'm not into guns. And like I said, I understand it, but to me, and this is me just being brutally honest, right about now, if you still feel like that, if you still talk like that, it sounds, I really don't mean any disrespect to anybody that if you're listening to this and you said that, I do not mean any disrespect by it. But to me, that sounds weak, and it makes me think that you see no problem being a sitting duck or a victim. And not to sound judgmental again, but that's not what manhood is about. Manhood is about, by any means, protecting what's yours. So you don't have to be into them. Nobody says you have to be, you know, some gun nut to where you're just walking around here like Rambo or Judge Dredd. You don't have to. That's not what it's about. It goes back to the, you know, very first, the topic. Own at least one. You have to have at least one, because no matter what's going on, you have to be able to neutralize that threat, whether you into it or not. You know, even back in the old days, ancient times, you know, they had physical ways of defending themselves and their families, not just with words or their hands. So, you know, for all you fellas that may think like that and you're not into them, you don't have to be. You know, are you into survival? Are you into making it home safe? Are you into not letting anybody do anything to your people? You have to be into that. You know, I asked my wife yesterday if she, every time I leave the house, does she worry about me not making it back home? And she said what I thought she'd say. She said, yes, but not as much, because she knows that anytime I'm out here, I'm protecting myself. I'm gonna tell you this, if I leave the house and get down to the end of my block and I don't have my gun, I'm putting it in reverse. It's always just worth that peace of mind of having it. And I want y'all to really take that in, because with being able to protect yourself and your family, you're also providing them with that peace of mind also. It's not just you. I know for a fact when my family's out with me, they know 1,000% they don't have to worry about somebody pulling a gun on them, pulling a knife on them, doing any of that, because I'm on top of it at all times. When we're out, you know, my brain works totally different. My eyes work totally different. It's just, you know, I go into that mode. When I'm in protector mode, it's just totally different. That's a good feeling. To me, that is a great feeling. That's what, you know, that's what boosts my ego, knowing that, you know, I'm in control of something that matters. You know, not some nonsense. I'm in control of something that matters. And in I'm always prepared for any kind of nonsense that may pop off. And they know that. And she knows that I'm going to do every and anything in my power to make it back home in one piece if I'm out by myself. So all of that just goes into, you know, the decision making. If you're on the fence of getting a firearm, you know, it's like, man, you got to do it. You know, I'm not going to sit here and beat around the bush with you. If you listen to this and you haven't done it yet, you have to do it. You never want to be in a situation where another individual who bleeds like you has the up on you. That's not, because even if you survive it, that's not something to live with. That's going to do something to your psyche. That's going to do something to your mindset. And you quite frankly just don't need. So not to really sound, you know, not to sound pushy, you know, I wanted to end this with just throwing a few pointers out there that'll get you started and, you know, just get the ball rolling on it. No, that's this. Get educated on your state's gun laws and the reciprocity, which the reciprocity of the gun laws means, like in Michigan, I know that my CPL, I can take my CPL to North Carolina, I can take it to Florida, I can take it to Texas, but I can't take it to New York, can't take it to Illinois, can't take it to California. And for the most part, a lot of those are the same. There are a handful of states that just, they have their own, gun laws, and they don't honor anybody else's, any other states. So get up on that, because that's another level to carrying. Because if I go to Illinois and I get pulled over, knowing that I'm not supposed to, you know, carry my gun there because by their law it's illegal, they can take mine. And then when I come back home in Michigan, I'm gonna be all bad. So that's one thing you have to stay up on. If you know somebody who can give you the class, then that's even better. You know, save yourself the time, that 8 hours that I spoke of earlier. Ask questions if you don't know where to start. You know, the information is all out there. It's literally a Google away. And then, you know, there's always people like me who are willing to help, you know, because at one point, like I said, I didn't know anything about it and may have the same thoughts you might be having about it now. So that's the one thing every black man should have. Get up on it, stay up on it, protect yourself, protect your family, and stay up, stay safe, and stay dangerous. All right, y'all, that's the Scrolls. One time. Peace.